This is Near FM
90.3.
I'm going to play a track from my next guest and take a listen to this. This is Turn the Music Down, and it's by Sirius Child and Andy Ruddy.
Isn't it about time you got yourself a real job? Isn't it about time you started to grow up? Isn't it about time you turn the music down? Isn't it about time? Time to stop messing around. Isn't it about time you save your soul for the weekend? Isn't it about time you tied up your loose ends? Isn't it about time you gave up the pretense? Isn't it about time you showed some common sense?
Turn the Music Down, and that's the current single taken from the forthcoming album, which is Talk About the Weather. And it's by singer-songwriter Alan Young, a.k.a. Sirius Child, and he's collaborating with Andy Ruddy on this album and that track. How are you? Delighted to have you, Alan. How are you?
Thanks very much. I'm grand. Thank you.
Good. So, shall I call you Sirius or is it Alan?
only your mum calls me Sirius.
So really? So where did this name, Sirius Child, come from?
To be fair, it's because I'm certainly not a child and I've certainly never been serious, so it seemed to work.
Oh, I see. It's satirical. So, this collaboration, from listening to you, when I got this in, I went then to check you and Andy Ruddy, who's collaborating with you on this project. And you're quite different, you're quite diverse. And not only are you quite diverse individually, but even within your own music genres, you do quite different things yourselves. You know, you as a person, I've listened to some kind of bluesy things or folky, and then all of a sudden might be a pop tune. You both do quite different musics from time to time. So how did you actually get together for this?
So it was at a gig. So I was watching Andy play, and I booked him for a series of concerts I was doing. And then we ended up chatting at that concert and sort of talking about all sorts of music we do. And so there's ones where you sort of go, do you know, it would be really fun to write together. So it was just a conversation, but, you know, behind the scenes. Mm. And we just sat down and wrote something, and it was a lot of fun. And then we decided to get writing more.
Yes. But this particular track now, Turn the Music Down, this came from... I mean, we had our own Minister for Arts do exactly the same, you know, come out with these sweeping statements that, you know, all musicians now are going to have to go and retrain and do something else. You know, people who have been 50 years in the business, 40, 50 years. And a lot of our musicians, you know, it's just like, what do you expect me to do now? And, you know, I know I've spoken to other musicians in the UK who are now driving Tesco vans and whatever, and have had to diversify. But it's very difficult. And this song came from the Fatima's Next Job, which was the ad that went out with the ballet dancer. And it was like that her next job could be in cyber. And tell me about how that just was the straw that broke the camel's back, I suppose.
Well, it was, you know, we were talking about, I mean, basically we weren't working. So we were writing and we were talking about the pressure that you feel. But this advert came in just as, you know, we were thinking, are we ever going to work again? Are we going to be doing music or other things? And it was just one of those pressures that I guess everyone was telling people, you know, guys, you've got to make some money. So, we were lucky enough to be, you know, able to cope at that time. But the advert just seemed so rude. Just like, you know, if you've trained, certainly like ballet, if you train for, I don't know, 19 years to be, or 10 years to become a really good ballet dancer, and you say, well, just pack it in and go and do something about, I don't know, security. Just, I mean, what, are you going to throw away all your training? So that was kind of where it came from. It just felt, but it also felt that we also felt the pressure, because let's face it, it's, these aren't good times. You have to do stuff.
Oh, I know. But then you came together and you created this album, which, you know, I've only listened to a couple. I didn't get the whole album, you see. So I was only able to find a couple on YouTube. Now I did get the Turn the Music Down, that track, and I listened to Talk About the Weather, the title track of the album, and that's really, really good. And you know, it kind of it's kind of a Mumford and Sons kind of feel to it.
Is it?
Yes, you don't like that, do you?
That's nice. Well, no, it's just that one of them lives about just up the road from me, so I can't say that. But yeah. But yeah, we thought it was a bit of a Paul Simon vibe, we were thinking, but Mumford will do. Yeah. It's, they're great.
They are, aren't they? They're doing well.
Exactly. They're not bad.
But you are, you know, you're in the music business quite some time. And I think kind of from listening then to more of your tracks last night, I started, you know, going on and trying to listen to you. That's why I was thinking, you know, individually, you wouldn't have put you together, really. But together you make a lovely sound, you know. It's really
nice.
Well,
I think that was the fun. I think that was the fun of being completely wrong. I mean, we're 25 years apart in age.
Yes, yeah.
Andy's grown up listening to Damien Rice, and I mean, I certainly own these records, but yeah. I didn't grow up to them. And it's kind of, we joined the music together of the things we grew up to. And that's been lots of fun.
I'd say so. And then you've had to, of course, you're not doing any gigs. So how did you record this thing? I mean, you couldn't get into studios, I suppose. So this was really done through in different homes. And how did you record it?
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, you know, I'm standing in a room right now where I recorded my bits, and Andy did it in a wardrobe, because he found that the clothes made a great sound when he put a mic in his wardrobe.
That's hilarious, my goodness. I used to have, there was a podcast that we used to get in on another station I was working on, and it was the guy had to go into his wardrobe to do the podcast, and when I was trying to edit them, I kept hearing this clanging and clinking, and it was the hangers. It was very difficult to edit.
I think I might should listen more carefully, see if there are any hanger sounds. I don't think I found them on the album yet. But we did then send them to a guy in the studio. So we both did our instruments, and then there was a third member, the producer. So it wasn't purely in the wardrobe or with me with bits of duvet thrown over bits of furniture, which I did here. I think more people are doing that. It's just when you're an acoustic artist trying to do that. We're not electronic artists because all of that is acoustic instruments. So it's not quite as lovely as we'd expect in some places, but it's come out pretty well.
Yeah. And then you've also now, I believe you dates for September of this year. There's a UK tour coming up.
Yeah, very excited about that.
Sure.
And it's 2 weeks of charging around the UK from Inverness to Folkestone. But we haven't managed to get anything in Ireland. I'm so sorry.
That's a pity. I know, but you're not being let in, is it?
Well, to be fair, yeah, there is a bit of that. We're not even sure we can get to Scotland yet, but I know hopefully we'll be able to get to Dublin when things are calmer and borders open again.
Yes, and hopefully we'll be able to fly out somewhere and get to some gigs. I just recently booked a gig in Belfast for Belfast Square, and I'm so looking forward to it. It's in August, because I had to cancel about 10 different lots of tickets that I had from 2019 that were supposed to all happen last year. But eventually got all the money back. But, you know, it's just, I love going to live music. There's nothing like it. You know, it's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. And you're going to have...
Whichever side of the mic. Yeah.
Pardon? Whichever side of the mic.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. You enjoy it. I mean, like, is that what you enjoy more so than the writing end of things? I know you kind of have a poet's ear, I suppose, and, you know, the writing.
I'm very much writing or performing. Andy's very much recording, so I guess he's very good at that.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, I'm a bit more ramshackle.
Yes, but you like getting out, you know, and out.
I do.
The
I love it. I love the real connection of chatting to people and singing at them and watching them go, did he really just sing that? Which is the idea. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think people should check out your music because it's so diverse. I mean, I was listening to one last night now. I can't think of the name of it, but it was kind of like a Celtic feel to it.
Well,
The Oak, couple, I think. Yeah. It was kind of about aging and being left alone. The Oak.
About a very old tree, which is actually just behind where I live. Yeah.
Right, yes, yeah. But to me, it was like just even a person, you know, their life.
We wrote it thinking of that. So we wrote it imagining that the tree was the last tree standing.
And who did you write that with? Was that with Andy?
It wasn't. That was with a fisherman who works in the Hebrides.
Right.
We started talking about if you wrote from the position of being a tree. So yes, that's got a very strong Celtic influence and has violinist John McCusker on it. So yeah, I mean, I very much enjoy Celtic music. So yeah, that's always going to sneak in.
Oh yes, I mean, did you do something? Is it Three Hail Marys?
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That's
my Irish grandmother. That literally is about her. That is true. So you picked up on my only Irish song. But yes, that's. Very proud of that one because it's actually
It is
true.
Really nice. It's lovely. It was a joy actually listening to, you know, because when we get all of these promotional things coming through, and I always like to have somebody on, a musical artist on for my final guest on this show every week. But just going back over your songs and listening to them on YouTube, it's such a diverse range. You know, I think there's something there for everyone. Yeah, for any musical taste.
Well, yeah, it's I'm a man with a big record collection. I guess that's part of it.
And on the tour now, you're going to have Kirsty McGee, I believe, is going to be on. Yeah,
yes,
she's good.
I haven't announced that yet, but yes, now the world knows.
They do. Yes. She has to do it.
she offered. She played flute a little bit on a couple of the other tracks in her album, and we were just chatting, and she felt that she. Quite like to come on a tour that she wasn't organising, so she got volunteered. So yes, we're very much looking forward to her, to having her come and join us.
Yeah, she has a good sound too. That'll be a great gig. Oh, I wish we were able to get out to go to it. But anyway, I'm going to please send more of your music because I'm running out of time here. We have to finish up. So do send some through. Get Lisa to send some through to us, please. It would be lovely and I'll play it on our shows. And I wish you all the best of luck with this new album and your tour coming up in September. And be great for
you
all
to
get back. Yeah, not at all. It's been a joy talking to you. And I
thank you, Adrian.
Not at all. Take care. Wish you all the best.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Bye. Now that was the lovely Serious Child is what he's called, but it's Alan Young. Alan Young. And really, really nice artist. Lovely music. Check out his music. Alan Young and the other guy was Andy Ruddy. But they've such a wide, diverse collection of music. You're bound to find something you like. And through the weeks, I will play some more stuff for you. But for now, gonna have to go.
This is Near FM
90.3.